父啊，我们今天晚上来到你面前。
We are so thankful for your presence and your glory.
为你的同在和你的荣耀，我们心存感恩。
We are so thankful for the presence of the Holy Spirit.
我们为圣灵的同在也非常的感谢你。
We are so thankful that you have touched each and every one of us.
我们也感谢你触摸了我们每一个人。
Without you, Lord, this meeting is dry and barren.
主啊，若没有你，这场聚会真是何等的枯干荒芜的。
But Lord, tonight you are with us.
但主啊，今天晚上你与我们同在。
May you bless the word of God.
愿你亲自祝福你的话语。
That it will be light and understanding to your people.
让你的百姓能够明白你的道，能够像光一样光照我们的心。
We thank you, Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I was asking the Lord what.Will be the key focus of 2012.
我问主2012年最主要的一个焦点要放在哪里。
And he gave me one word.
他给我一个字。
And it was light.
这个字就是光。
And light in the Hebrew means or, O-R-R.
这个光希伯来文呢是 or, O-R-R.
The Holy Spirit's work in 2012 will be the manifestation of light among His people.
2012年，圣灵在他百姓的百姓当中的工作的彰显呢，就是光的彰显。
So in this Hebrew year of 5772,
因此在犹太历的5772年
，this year is called the season of awe enlightenment.
今年呢被称为 or, O-R-R 的季节也是光照启示的一年。
Or simply means the radiant illumination of light.
Or 的意思呢就是光所发散出来的光芒。
2012 will be the year of revelatory light.
所以2012年是散发启示亮光的一年。
What will be the function of this light?
那么这个光的功能在哪里呢？
Isaiah 45 and verse 3.
以赛亚书45章3节。
I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places.
我要将暗中的宝物和隐秘的财宝赐给你。
The treasures of God is called the treasures of darkness.
神的宝物呢，在这里被称为暗中的宝物。
Therefore, it needs light to discover where are God's treasures.
既然是在暗中的，我们就需要光来发现神的宝物何在。
So this year, the light is going to come and...Unveil and allow his people to have a discovery of the treasures of darkness.
因此今年光要临到，帮助人们能够找到那在黑暗中的宝物。
This year there will be many mystical discoveries.
所以今年会有很多奥秘界的这些发现。
As in the spiritual world, so will it be in the natural world.
在灵界如此，在自然界也是如此。
This year will be a year of many discoveries, exploration, inventions, and innovation.
所以今年呢，会是有很多的探索，很多的发现，很多的创新，很多的创意的一年。
Since The commencement of the year 2010, a new chapter has begun in the body of Christ.
从2010年开始呢，耶稣基督肢体的新的一章已经开始了。
This year, a new page in the realm of the Spirit has opened up.
而今年在这个灵界里面是展开新的一页的一年。
And God is declaring to the body of Christ, a powerful new beginning has arrived for all of His children.
神对他的儿女基督的肢体这样宣告，对他所有的子民而言，那大有能力的一年已经开始了。
This is a year that God is going to release new destiny, new commission.
这是神要释放新的命定跟新的委派任务的一年。
This is a year God will release new assignments.
今年神也要释放新的任务。
New mandate.
新的使命任务
，new mantles，
以及新的这一个外袍衣袍
，new angels will be given，
新的天使也会被赏赐下来。
This treasure of hidden riches will be the manifestation of the spirit of creativity。
这个隐秘的财宝呢，就是创意的彰显。
So you must not stay in the old, but function in the new.
因此，你不要停留在过去的经验里面，你要在创新的这个领域当中运行。
Don't just function in the old methodology and the old ways, but now look for the new creative ways of God.
不要用过去的方式来做事情，而要用神新的创意来行事。
The realm of the spiritual world and her portals are opening up even more this year.
今年灵界以及灵界的门户会更大的敞开。
And this year,
今年
the Lord quickened, in fact, in early 2010, the Lord quickened the scripture of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19.
事实上在2010年的早期呢，神就让彼得后书第一章十九节这个经文呢显明出来。
And he says that the light will be the theme of 2012.
他就告诉我说2012年的主题将是光。
So I want to read that verse to you now.
所以现在我要跟各位读一个经节。
Verse 19. So we are even more confident of the message proclaimed by the prophets. You do well to pay attention to it because it is like a lamp shining in dark places until the day dawn and the light of the morning star shine in your hearts.
彼得后书一章十九节。我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，诚心在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。
The Spirit of God is like a shining lamp shining forth the way of the Lord for you this year.
所以神的灵就如同灯照在暗处，要为你指引你的道路。
Light is your inheritance this season.
在这个季节里面，光就是你的产业。
You see, the world are going to be in chaos and confusion because they are in the realm of darkness this year.
今年世人将在黑暗之境里面顿感困惑。
They don't know what to do next.
他们不知道下一步该怎么做。
But God is going to give us light.
但是神会把光赐给我们。
We will know what is ahead of us.
我们会知道前面的光景如何。
We will not live in the darkness of ignorance.
我们不会活在无知的黑暗中。
So light will be given to you this year.
因此今年光会赐给你的。
Whatever problem that you are facing this year.
今年不管你面对什么问题。
Whatever has been blocking your blessing for a long time.
不管这长久以来拦住你祝福的是什么。
This year God is going to give you light to discover what is the root cause of your problem.
今年神要让你得着亮光，知道你问题的根源何在。
As well as God is going to give you light to allow you to know ahead what will be the next significant phase of your destiny.
同时神也要让你知道你人生你的命定的下一个重要阶段是什么，他也要光照你。
Because this light is very critically important as 2012 is a preparation for the building up of 2013.
2012年是建造2013年一个非常重要的预备一年。
So 2012, you must have the light to develop your spiritual life so that you can launch into the Enoch generation in 2013.
2012年你一定要有光来预备你的灵命，好让你在2013年能够进入以诺的时代。
So how are we going to receive enlightenment?
那么我们要怎么样得着这些光照呢？
In 1 Samuel chapter 14 and verse 27.
撒摩耳记上十四章二十七节。
He put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand and dipped it in a honeycomb and put his hand to his mouth and his eyes will enlighten.
约拿丹没有听见他父亲叫百姓起誓，所以伸手中的杖用杖头粘在蜂房里，转手送入口内，眼睛就明亮了。
Notice that the eyes that are enlightened is connected to the honeycomb.
好，注意在这里眼睛明亮起来跟蜂房有关。
The word his eyes enlightens in the Young Literal Translation means and his eyes see.
在另外一个版本的里面呢，他是翻译说他的眼睛就得看见了。
What is this honeycomb?
那在这里讲的蜂房是什么呢？
Because if you can find the honey, you can find enlightenment this year.
因为如果你能够找到蜂蜜，你今年就能够得着光照。
According to Proverbs 24, verse 13 and 14,
箴言二十四章十三十四节。
The George Lamsa translation say the honey of wisdom, and when you have it, you will have good prospects.
好，这个有一个版本它是这样翻译的，就是智慧的蜂蜜。当你拥有这个的时候，你就能够有美好的展望。
This year, when you get in contact with the honey of wisdom, you will have enlightenment.
所以今年你若能够得着智慧的蜜，那么你就能够得着开启。
In fact, this verse from the Living Bible, it says, My son, honey whet the appetites and so does wisdom. When you enjoy becoming wise, there is hope for you. A bright future lies ahead.
好，有一个版本它是这样翻译的，它说，我儿啊，蜂蜜呢能够使你有好的胃口，智慧也是如此。当你享受成为一个有智慧的人，那么你就有盼望，一个光明的未来就在你的前面。
Once you have wisdom, you have a bright future.
所以你一旦具备智慧，你的前途就是光明的。
Therefore, wisdom is the light of enlightenment.
因此智慧就是今年我们要得到开启的亮光。
And according to Proverbs 24, we are talking about the wisdom of God's word.
那按照箴言24章，我们所提的智慧就是神的话语。
So more wisdom equals more light.
那么你更多有智慧，就等于更多得着光。
More light.You will have more wisdom.
有更多的光，你的智慧也就更增长。
Your struggle is over this year.
那么今年你就不会有挣扎了。
You don't have to sweat and work very, very hard this year.
今年就不需要汗流浃背的努力工作了。
Because if you have wisdom, you will have breakthrough.
因为你只要有智慧，就能够突破。
You must find out exactly what.God wants you to specifically do and you operate by His instruction and then you will have that special breakthrough for the year.
所以今年你一定要很明确的知道神到底要你做什么，然后你按着他的指示去行，那么你就能够得着突破。
So when I was pondering over this word light,
因此当我在默想光这个字的时候，
The Holy Spirit says Isaiah 60 verse 1 is very important this year.
圣灵就告诉我说以赛亚书60章一节在今年里面是相当重要的。
He says you must become a commander of light according to that verse.
他说按着这个经节你一定要成为一个吩咐光的人。
In the year 2012, you will shine.
在2012年你必定要兴起发光。
In the Hebrew year 5772, the light has come upon you.
所以在5772年里面光已经临到你了。
This year, his glory has dawned upon your life.
今年他的荣耀在你身上发光了。
This very season, his presence will be your light.
在这一个季节里面，他的同在就是你的光。
This year you must command light to shine forth.
所以今年你一定要宣告，吩咐光散发出来。
Just begin to lay hold of Isaiah 60 verse 1 and start becoming a commander.
所以要紧紧抓住以赛亚书60章一节，并且成为一个宣告吩咐光的人。
Just as God in Genesis 1:3 say, let there be light, and there was light.
就如同神在创世纪一章三节里面说，要有光，就有了光。
Therefore, when you command light, light will be in your life.
因此，当你宣告吩咐光临到的时候，光就必定在你生命中出现。
And when light comes, it will be the realization and the manifestation of Psalms 119 verse 18.
当光临到，那么诗篇119篇18节就成就了。
God will take away the veil, and His light will shine upon your eyes, and you begin to see.
神就要揭开你脸上的帕子，他的光照着你，你就得看见。
2012, when the light comes, the veil will be removed from your eyes.
2012年当光临到，你眼上的帕子就被揭开了。
2012, your spiritual eyes will be open.
2012年你属灵的眼睛必然被打开。
God will heal you from spiritual blindness.
神要医治你属灵的眼瞎。
You will see and know and taste the glory of God.
你必然看见并且尝主荣耀的滋味。
Now the year 5772 is the Hebrew year called Ayin Bet.
在希伯来的这个年里面呢，叫做 Ayin Bet 的一年。
A-Y-I-N-B-E-T
是这么拼的 ,A-Y-I-N-B-E-T。
Put it together, it means the fountain of wisdom and the eyes of divine providence is now made available to his children.
这两个字合在一起呢，就是智慧之泉的意思，而神的供应在这一年里面是预备给他的儿女的。
Because this is the year of the bet, B-E-T.
因为这是 bet 的年。
It signifies, according to the Hebrew understanding, there are two roads ahead of you.
按照希伯来人的了解呢，这个字的重要性在于前面有两条路。
The left road is called Yatzer Hara.
左边这一条路叫 Yatzer Hara.
Which means evil inclination. Don't step into it.
好，这个意思呢，就是人里头那种邪恶的倾向，你不要顺从这个倾向进入这条路。
The right side of the road is called Yatzer Havel.
那右边这一条路呢，叫 Yatzer Havel.
H-A-T-O-V, and it means a good inclination road you can walk in.
H-A-T-O-V, 这个呢，就是你里头所存的这种善念。那你有这种善的动机、善的意图的时候，你就可以顺着这条路去行。
This year you need light.
今年你需要光。
Without the light, you make a wrong decision, you walk into the wrong path.
如果没有光，你的决定会错误，你就会往错误的道上行。
This year you need light for every decision that you are making.
所以今年无论你做任何的决定，你都会需要光的。
Today we'll look at Psalms 112, which signify the year 2012.
今天我们要看诗篇112篇，代表2012年。
And there are 10 verses there.
这一篇里面一共有十节。
This year we will begin from the last verse and end with the first verse.
今年我们要从第十节开始，然后到第一节结束。
This year you have 10 C.
今年呢，你有十个 C.
So what is God saying about this year?
那么神对今年他说什么呢
?Prophetic insight number one. This is the year of caution.
好，先知性的动势第一点，这是你要小心的一年。
That's what it says in verse 10.
这是第十节所说的。
It says that the desire of the wicked shall perish.
说恶人的心愿要归灭绝。
This year troubles are brooding over the horizon, over the head of the wicked.
今年呢，在恶人的这个地平线上面呢，就有很多的患难在覆庇着他。
The wicked are going to gnash their teeth this year.
所以今年恶人呢，要咬牙切齿。
That's why this year there are many unpleasant moments for many people who are not walking righteously.
因此今年那不行走在义路上的人，他们就会遇到很多很难受的事情。
The wicked will have a bad harvest this year.
所以恶人今年他们的收成是很糟糕的。
Now because there are 10 verses, it signifies that only beyond October, the world will then get better in a real way.
好，那这里呢只有十节，所以呢在十月份以后，这个世界就会好转了。
What must we do in this year?
那今年我们需要做什么呢？
We must understand Proverbs 14 verse 15.
我们必须要明白箴言14章15节。
The simple believe every word, but the prudent consider well his steps. We must beware of every steps that we're going to make, make sure that we walk in the right way.
愚蒙人是话都信，通达人步步谨慎，所以今年我们所走的每一步你都要谨慎，确保你走的是对的路。
Prophetic insight number two.
好，这个先知性的动势第二点。
This is the year of compassion and charity.
今年也是你慈悲跟做慈善事的时候。
It is verse 5, verse 6 and verse 9.
第五节、第六节跟第九节。
And in fact, it says in verse 9, He has given to the poor, His righteousness endures forever, His horns will be exalted with honor.
好，事实上第九节说，他周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远，他的脚必被高举，大有荣耀。
This year, God is going to honor those who honor His ways.
所以今年神要尊荣那些尊荣他的道路的人，
particularly the way of charity，
特别是行善之人。
When you learn to give，
当你学习给予，
especially when you give to the poor，
特别是给予那些贫穷的人，
the Lord remembers your goodness，
主他会记得你的良善的。
My son was pondering and waiting before GodAt the end of last year,
在去年年底，我的儿子呢，他等候主在默想神的话。
And the Lord gave him one of a particular revelation was that this year the Lord demands that His people respect the covenant practice of tithing and offerings.
神呢就给他一个特别的启示，他说今年神期待他的百姓。记得他跟他所立的约里面的关于奉献跟十一奉献的这件事。
Notice that when the people give, the Bible says that his horns shall be exalted with honor.
注意，这里圣经告诉我们说，当人们给予的时候，他的脚必被高举，且大有尊荣。
The moment you begin to operate in the ways of God.
所以当你开始行神的道，
When you operate in the way of cheerful giving,
当你呢是很甘心乐意的给出去的时候，
Then the Lord will take your horns and He will bring you in the realm of exaltation and honor.
那么神必拿着你的脚把你带到那崇高跟尊荣的位置上。
In one of the mountain hiking this year,A few weeks ago,
几个礼拜前有一次我去山里践行。
And I was up in the mountain.
我在山上。
And one of the high ranking spirit was standing there.
有一个高阶的灵就站在那里。
And he began to read the scrolls and says that God is about to honor again, bestow upon his servant.
他就开始读这个书卷上面的话语，说神要开始把尊荣降在他的仆人身上。
And he says there will be the enlargement of your territory and the governing authority.
他说你的帐幕呢要被扩展，然后你要具备有治理的权柄。
And a gift was imparted to me as a sign of that authority.
那这个礼物呢就分赐在我身上，成为一个这个权柄的一个记号。
This is a year of honor.
所以今年是尊荣的年。
This is a year of exaltation.
今年是被高举的一年。
This is not a year of shame.
今年不是你丢脸的年。
This is a year of honor.
今年是大有尊荣的一年。
So be faithful to the Lord.
因此你要忠心于主。
But God will honor his servants.
因为神必尊荣他的仆人。
If you look at Psalms 37,
如果我们看诗篇37篇
verse
22, 22节
For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth. Why are they blessed?
蒙耶和华赐福的必承受地土，为什么这些人会蒙福呢？
Because in verse 21, the righteous show mercies and give.
因为21节告诉我们，义人恩待人并且施舍。
Verse 23,
23节
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
义人的脚步被耶和华立定。
Who is this good man that God is giving direction?
那这个神指引他道路的好人是谁呢？
Verse 24,
24节
Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand.
他虽失脚，也不至全身扑倒，因为耶和华用手搀扶他。
Who is the person that will not stay in defeat because the Lord always upholds him?
那这个手神用手搀扶着不会全身扑倒的人又是谁呢？
Verse 25.
25节
I've been young and I'm now old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread.
我从前年幼，现在年老，却未见过一人被弃，也未见过他的后裔讨饭。
Now this man was referring to King David.
那这里呢，讲的这个人是指大卫王。
David was trying to give a testimonial report of his own walk with God.
所以在这里大卫试着要把他跟神同行的这个生命见证出来。
What was he testifying?
那他在这里做什么样的见证呢？
In verse 21 and verse 26, sandwiched between 21 and 26 is 22 to 25.
好 ,21 节跟26节，然后之间呢就是22到25节。
But 21 and 26 refers to the same thing. He's ever mercifulAnd he lends or he gives. And his descendants are blessed.
那21跟26其实讲的是同样一件事。26节说他终日恩待人，借给人，他的后裔也蒙福。
When we begin to operate in the way of the kingdom.
所以当我们开始用神国度里面的方式在运行的时候。
And we become cheerful giver.
我们成为一个很乐于给予的人。
The Lord not only remember you, but he will also remember your descendants.
那么神不仅纪念你，他也会纪念你的后裔。
Your children will be blessed because of your giving.
因为你的给予，你的儿女也要蒙福。
Even if your children is not born yet.
就算你的儿女还没有重生。
And if you really give honorably to the Lord.
就算你的儿女还没有生出来，但是呢，你真的是就是。带着尊荣的把这个财物献给神。
Don't give in a calculative, stingy manner.
你给呢，不要呢在那边斤斤计较，很吝啬的给予。
But when you give with a heart to honor the Lord.
但是当你给的时候，你是带着一颗要尊荣神的心而给。
Then God will even remember your seed even before the child is born.
那么神就会纪念你的种。就是说当这个孩子你的后裔还没出生的时候呢，他就纪念你的后裔了。
God always remembers.
神总是记得的。
That's why in Psalms 41,
这是为什么在诗篇41篇里
He says, blessed is he who consider the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble.
他说眷顾贫穷的有福了，他遭难的日子耶和华必搭救他。
You see, when you give, but later on when you're in trouble, the Lord remembers and he delivers you.
所以当你给予的时候，如果你以后遇到了患难，主他会记得你给过的，那么他就来搭救你。
You know how powerful is giving?
你知道给予何等有大能吗？
Because this is one way that no treacherous, vile, cunning people, or we call it 小人, will not destroy your career and your future.
通过给小人就没有办法来毁灭你的事业跟你的未来。
Look at verse 2.
我们看第二节。
The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth.You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies.
耶和华必保全他，使他存活，他必在地上享福。求你不要把他交给仇敌，遂其所愿。
Your enemies will not have an upper hand over your life.
所以你的仇敌是没有办法胜过你的。
God will not deliver you over to your enemies.
神不会把你交给你的仇敌的。
And in verse 3, he says, the Lord will also strengthen you if you have sickness.
第三节告诉我们，如果你病了，神也会使你得力的。
He will sustain him on his sick bed.
神必在他的床榻边来扶持他。
Number 3.Let's come back to Psalms 112.
我们再回到诗篇112篇。
And verse 7 and 8.
第七跟第八节。
This is prophetic insight number 3.
这是我们的先知性洞视的第三点。
This will be the year of crisis.
今年也是危机的年。
So if you take a look at verse 7,
如果你看第七节，
it is so clearly reported in the first statement.
在第一句话他就很清楚地告诉我们。
He says, he will not be afraid of evil tidings.
这里说他必不怕凶恶的信息。
In other words, God is indicating to us that there are evil tidings or bad news circulating in the market this year.
换句话说，神通过这样在告诉我们，今年在这个市场上呢，会有一些凶恶的消息，
you know,
坏消息。
How bad will be this evil tiding?
你知道这个凶恶的信息到底会多糟糕吗？
The word fear is mentioned twice.
在这里呢，怕提到了两次。
Verse 7, he will not be afraid of evil tiding. Verse 8, his heart is established, he will not be afraid.
好，第七节说他必不怕凶恶的信息，第八节又说他心确定，总不惧怕。
So in other words, this year, many, many people will begin to be tormented by fear.
换句话说，今年很多人会被恐惧折磨。
Because a huge financial storm is brooding over the horizon.
因为有一场极大的财务风暴正在形成中。
But God said, do not letThis fear dominate your mind.
但是主说，不要让这个恐惧来掌管了你的心思意念。
He says in verse 7, his heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord.
第七节说，他心坚定，倚靠耶和华。
Our eyes should be on the Lord and not on the crisis.
我们的眼目当注视着主，而不是注视危机。
How can our eyes be on the Lord and not on the problem?
我们的眼目如何能够定睛看主，而不看环境呢？
If you look at Psalms 56,
如果你看诗篇56篇，
it gives you the way on how to have a mindset that is filled with peace.
这里教导我们怎么样拥有一个平安的心境。
Psalms 56 verse 3 and 4.
诗篇56篇三四节。
Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you.
我惧怕的时候要来倚靠你。
But how do we trust in God?
但我们要怎么样倚靠神呢？
Verse 4, it gives us the answer.
第四节就告诉我们答案了。
In God, I will praise his word.
我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话。
He repeated it in verse 10.
第十节又说了一次。
In God I will praise His word. In the Lord I will praise His word.
我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话。我倚靠耶和华，我要赞美他的话。
A word-filled mindset will rule over your fears.
所以一个充满了神话语的心思意念就能够胜过恐惧。
This year, we should not let our minds be preoccupied with the news from the media.
所以今年我们的脑袋里面不要装满了这个新闻报道所传播出来的消息。
We will only be interested in the good tidings of the gospel of this book.
我们只要对这本圣经里面的福音有兴趣。
Now we come to the fourth prophetic insight.
现在我们看第四个先知性的动势。
And it is in verse 5.
这是在第五节。
And in verse 5, there are two words there.
第五节里面有两个字。
It says, deals graciously.
说恩待。
In other words, if you don't deal graciously, there will always be friction.
换句话说，如果呢你不去施恩与人，那么就会有摩擦。
Fourth prophetic insight, this will be the year of conflict.
所以呢，这个先知性的动势要告诉各位，今年也是冲突的年。
This is a quarrelsome season.
今年是一个会跟人家吵起来的年。
That's why you're going to begin to see the international tension between the United States of America and Iran.
所以你会开始看见美国跟伊朗的情势紧张。
This is a year you must pray for Israel.
今年你也特别要为以色列来祷告。
Because Israel also is in preparation for an international conflict in the Middle East.
因为以色列也正在为中东即将要产生的这些冲突在被预备着。
So this is a year we must walk graciously.And show kindness to one another.
因此今年我们特别要学会施恩与人，恩待人。
Now we come to prophetic insight number 5.
现在我们看先知性动势第五点。
And in verse 3.
第三节。
Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endure forever.
他家中有货物，有钱财，他的公义存到永远。
This is a year of cash and coins.
所以今年呢是有现金跟货币的年。
This is a year that you must have cash reserve.
今年呢你一定要存留现金。
Don't spend away all your savings.
不要把你的积蓄都花光了。
He says the wealth and riches is in his house.
因为这里告诉我们说他家中有货物有钱财。
In other words, there is a savings of the wealth in his own home.
换句话说他的家里呢有储蓄这些财物。
Every prosperity, every wealth that you have is for investment.
所以你所拥有的财富跟昌盛都要拿来投资。
This year, remember that the gold coin will shine.
记得今年金币会闪亮发光。
This is the year Job 22 verse 24 and 25, the gold will begin to emergeAs a popular investment option.
这个约伯记二十二章二十四、二十五节，今年呢，这个金币呢会成为一个闪亮的这个投资的财的货物。
All right, so at the right strategic moment, you must learn to invest.
因此在对的策略的时间点上呢，你要学会投资。
And then when the price is right, then learn to sell.
那价格到一个对的这个价格的时候呢，你就要把它卖出去。
So this year,
因此今年
if you have go and find out more about 黄金存折 gold deposit account
啊，所以今年呢，你就要多去了解一下黄金存折。
Because as the gold prices fluctuate, you can play with the margin and then you can earn the profit.
那这个黄金的价格在浮沉沉的时候呢，你就可以找到这个点哦，然后去获利。
My brother last year began to play with this account, and the profit is to use it for the whole entire family with my father going on a holiday.
啊，那我哥哥呢也开始就是弟弟，我弟弟呢开始就是有这个黄金存折，那开始啊投资在这其中，那他的获利就可以让他的全家跟我爸去度个好假了。
Prophetic insight number six.
先知洞室第六点。
Verse four.
第四节。
Unto the upright there arise light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous.
正直人在黑暗中有光向他发现，他有恩惠，有怜悯，有公义。
This is a year of clarity and comprehension.
今年也是你啊，就是清楚能够理解的一年。
In fact, the very first revelation that God gave me for this year was from this verse 4.
事实上，神给我关于今年的第一个启示就是在第四节里。
It was the word light.
因为这里有光这个字。
And then I'll begin to meditate on this statement.
所以我就开始默想这段话。
There arise light in the darkness.
在黑暗中有光向他发现。
As I meditate deeper on this statement.
当我更深在默想这句话。
Simply means there was the zone of darkness.
它的意思很简单。有这样一个黑暗的地带。
And then in the midst of the darkness, suddenly light come forth.
但这黑暗之中突然就有光出现了。
And the Lord gave me a revelation for this year.
那么主就给我关于今年的一个启示。
He said this year,
他说今年
will be different from last year.
跟去年不一样。
Last year, the prophetic word of 2011 is, the first half is good, the second half will be terrible.
2011年的先知性启示是前半年是好的，但是后半段呢是不好的，很糟糕的。
It already came to pass.
那真的就是这样。
This year it will be the reverse.
那今年我呢正好相反。
The first half is not good.
这个前半年呢不好。
The second half it gets better.
但后半年会越来越好。
Why? Because there was first darkness, then later light.
为什么呢？因为会先有黑暗，那后来才出现光。
So the first portion of this year is darkness. Then as later on, light begin to come forth.
因此，今年的前半段会有黑暗的，但是后来光就慢慢出现了。
You are going to hear more bad news from the Eurozone.
所以从这个欧元啊这一块，你会听到越来越多坏消息。
And when you hear that bad news,
当你听到坏消息的时候
，That's the best time for investment.
这也是投资的良机。
Because that's the time you know what will go up and what will come down.
因为你就知道什么会上去，什么会下来。
Amen.
Amen.
So I was asking the Lord, Lord, so what else do you want to tell me?
因此我又问主说主啊你还要告诉我什么呢
And he gave me the abbreviation BV Burma Vietnam Burma Vietnam
那他就给我两个这个缩写的字啊叫 BV Burma 跟
Vietnam
Burma 是缅甸跟越南
So BV the first half and BV the second half
有两个 BV 啊、哦、前半段 BV 后半段的 BV
First half is bad and volatility very volatile Second half it gets better but still volatility very volatile
好所以第前半段的 BV 呢就是很糟糕然后动荡很大然后后半段的 BV 呢是好的越来越好但是还是会动荡的
Now, he says, out of this darkness come forth light.
这里他告诉我们说从黑暗中有光发现。
So I ask God, what is this darkness?
因此我就问神说这黑暗是什么呢
He says, this year is going to be a slippery road.
他说今年呢、啊、是路很滑的一年。
Many people, even they are not careful, they will slip and they stumble and fall.
那人如果不小心呢就会滑倒。
So you have time, read Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 12.
如果有时间，请你读耶利米书二十三章十二节。
Psalms 73 verse 18.
诗篇七十三篇十八节。
Psalms 35 verse 6 and 8.
诗篇三十五篇六节八节。
This is a year of a slippery road.
所以今年呢是路滑的一年。
If you make a wrong choice,This year, you are going to stumble and you are wondering why God do not listen to your prayers.
如果你不小心做出了决定，那么你就会跌倒，然后你在那边想说，哎呀，为什么神没有回答我的祷告呢？
For the last few months, I've been observing among my friends and I'm seeing all my friends are making mistakes.
在过去几个月当中，我观察我的朋友们，我也看见他们做错了决定。
But I cannot tell.
可是我不能够告诉他们。
I just give them a face of sympathy, but I couldn't tell.
我用同情的眼神看着他们，但是不能告诉他们。
Why?
为什么呢？
Sometimes it's not easy to give the right answer.
有时候要给对的答案不容易。
Because people don't change.
因为人们是不会改的。
So I don't want to waste my time.
因此我不想浪费我自己的时间。
And they will always be wandering the wilderness. Why?
所以呢，他们就会在旷野里面一直流浪，一直在那边问说，为什么，为什么，为什么，为什么呢？
But this year is a year of light.
但是今年也是光的年。
God will remove your why.
神会把你脑海里面的为什么通通拿走。
He will tell you why you are walking in this kind of a long wilderness journey road.
然后他会很清楚地告诉你为什么你旷野走这么久。
Why you are struggling in your finance?
为什么你在财务上面会这么挣扎？
Why are you not succeeding in life?
为什么你在人生中没有成功？
So if I were you this year, I would seek the face of God and ask God for the light.To shine on all my why and all my question mark.
好，所以如果我是你的话，今年我就会来寻求主的面，然后把我人生中所有的为什么跟所有的问号都向主来求问，求他来光照我。
Because God is about to give us revelation this year.
因为今年神要将他的启示赐给我们。
You must know why you are in such a terrible mess.
所以今年你一定要对自己为什么处在这样悲惨的处境里面得着答案。
Why are you not having breakthrough?
你一定要明白为什么你一直拿不到突破。
Why are you still struggling?
为什么你一直挣扎？
There is something wrong.
一定有哪一些地方不对了。
You think you are on the right track.
你以为你走在对的路上。
But you don't know that you are in the wrong way.
但是你不知道原来已经走错了。
You need light.
所以你需要光。
And God will reveal to you if you are very transparent and very vulnerable before God so that God can show you your mistakes.
今年如果你在神的面前是赤裸敞开透明的，那么神他就会把你的错误向你指出来。
Number seven prophetic insight.
先知性的洞视第七点。
Again, based on the word light, the Lord informed me that this is the year of creativity.
还是用光这个字做根基，神也告诉我说，今年是创意的年。
This is a year that you can have creative ideas for whatever you are doing.
所以今年不论你做什么，你都可以尝试一些创新的想法。
That God will give you breakthrough.
那么神就会使你突破。
You see, at the end of last year, in December,
去年年底十二月
I was in Switzerland.
我在瑞士
And I went to the capital city of Bern.
我呢就到他们的首都 Bern.
And the Lord informed me to go and visit the home of Albert Einstein.
神呢他就指示我去造访这个爱因斯坦的故乡
It was not part of the program.
这不是我的行程的一部分。
But I requested the tour guide that we must find his home.
但是呢，我就告诉要求我的导游啊，去到爱因斯坦的故乡。
So I found his home.
我就到了他的家。
I paid 6 Swiss francs for the ticket.
那这个入门的门票呢，要六法郎。
And I went to his home.
我就进入他的家。
And he stayed there in 1902 and 1903.
他是1902跟03住在那个家的。
He says that those were good times, the years in Bern.
啊，这个意思就是说，在 Bern 的那些年呢，是好时光。
So I was in the living hall.
那我就进入他的客厅。
There was a table there.
客厅里面有一张桌子。
And on the table there was the book with his writings.
那桌子上呢，有一本他手写的书。
And the administrator told me that all his four physics theory was found during those years.
那这个职员就告诉我说，爱因斯坦所有物理上面的这些理论呢，都是在那些年间写作出来的。
So I said, "Whoa, this is a special place."
所以我说，哇，这是一个很特别的地方。
So I went and touched the table.
因此呢，我就过去摸那张桌子。
And suddenly, I saw a blue light came from heaven, shine on the table.
那突然间，我看见从天上有蓝光照在那张桌子上。
Oh, it was a spirit of creativity.
哇，那个就是创意之灵。
No wonder.Albert Einstein wrote the theory on that table.
难怪爱因斯坦是在那张桌子上写下了这些理论的。
No wonder God instruct me to visit his home.
难怪神要指示我去造访他的家。
Because this is a year of light.
因为今年是光之年。
This is a year of light, which means that you can have breakthrough.
今年是光的年，意思也就是说，今年你可以有所突破的。
Whatever problem is stopping you from the breakthrough, you are going to find the light and the solution.
拦住你突破的任何问题，你今年都可以找到解决它的方法，你可以得着这样的亮光。
If you are scientists, if you are civil engineer, you are designers, this year you can have creativity.
如果你是科学家，是工程师，是设计家，今年呢，你会很有创意的。
I am expecting this year new, very powerful, innovative product to come into the market.
我期待今年有很多创新的产品能够进入市场。
Especially one that is going to have a tremendous gadget advantage over even the iPad.
iPad, OK,
computer, you know.
就是甚至呢，就是胜过这个 iPad 的一些发明这些东西。
It's going to come from Korea.
是韩国要发明的。
Now we come to the eighth prophetic insight.
现在我们看第八个先知洞视。
And it's from verse 2.
的第二节。
His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed.
他的后裔在世必强盛。正直人的后代必要蒙福。
This is the year of commitment.
今年也是尾声的年。
This is a year that God wants His people to be mighty on the earth.
今年是神要他的百姓在世上大有能力的一年。
This is a year that we must respond to our calling.
今年是我们必须要回应我们的呼召的一年。
This is a year that we must begin to activate the talent that God has deposited within us.
今年我们必须要开始启动神放在我们生命里面的这些恩赐的一年。
The year 2012 is the year of the 12.
2012年就是一二的年，十二的年。
12 is an apostolic number.
12是使徒性的数字。
It's a number for government.
这个数字代表治理。
This is a year that there is a new page of apostolic awareness.
所以今年会开启新的使徒性的认知的新页。
Where we will begin to perceive and make aware, acutely aware of our commission and assignment.
所以今年对于我们的这个任务跟我们从神那边所受到的指派呢，我们会有一个更敏锐更清楚的认知。
Because it's the number 12 is a season of the apostolic, so we must learn to ascend higher on what God has given us.
因为12是使徒的这一个数字，因此我们要对神给我们生命中所赐予的跟这个呼召，我们要上到更高之处。
Yesterday when I was ministering, the Lord began to show me something in the spirit, and I went higher in the realm of ministering.
昨天我们服事的时候呢，神就 给我有一些开启，因此呢，我就上到灵的更高的地方。
And he says that your descendants will be mighty.
这里说你的后裔要强盛。
This is a year that we must take notice of our young children.
今年也是我们必须要关注我们的儿女，我们年轻的孩子们的一年。
This is a year that the Lord wants to set the youth on fire.
今年是神要让这些年轻人火热起来的一年。
According to Psalms 128 verse 3, let your children taste the anointing.
好，按照诗篇128篇三节里面说，让我们的儿女能够去尝那恩膏的滋味。
When I realized this year God is focusing on children,
当我明白今年神的焦点放在儿童身上，
I begin to spend time praying for my own children.
我就开始花时间为我自己的儿女来祷告。
And I begin to say, God, let my descendant, my own seed, be mighty on the earth.
我就开始跟神说，主啊，让我的后裔再世强盛。
And God, as a result of3 months of prayer, God began to touch him in December.
那三个月的祷告之后呢，神就开始在十二月里面触摸了。
God is about to touch your children.
所以神要开始来摸着你的儿女。
God is about to touch your children ministry.
神要开始来触摸你儿童的事工。
The children ministry and the youth are very important to God.
儿童跟青少年的事工对神而言是相当重要的。
Because God is about to raise up the youth generation.
因为神即将要兴起年轻人的世代。
And they will be mighty on this earth in this last day.
而在末后的日子，他们再世必然强盛。
And now we come to the ninth insight.
现在我们看第九个洞室。
Verse 1, the second half.
第一节的后半段。
Who delights greatly in his commandments.
甚喜爱他命令的。
This is the year of the covenant.
今年也是约的年。
In 2012,
2012年
God is interested in covenant relationship.
神非常关注这个约的关系。
So if you have gone into my website and saw the two prophetic prophecy,
如果你上我的网站看到这个两个先知性预言，
and I begin to say that this year is a year of the covenant, which means God is interested in covenantal intimacy.
我一开始就说这是神立约的年，意思也就是说神对约的关系中的这种亲密性他是相当有兴趣的。
This is a year God is interested in you having a friendship and a closeness with the Holy Spirit.
今年神特别有兴趣的呢，就是你跟圣灵之间有一种亲密的关系，有一种友谊。
This intimacy will be the bridge and the key for your personal visitation this year.
这种亲密关系是你今年要得到神的造访的关键。
This year, God is visiting many homes.
今年神要造访很多人的家。
He's going to touch many people's spiritual life.
他要摸着很多人的属灵生命。
This is a year of friendship with your God.
所以今年是你跟神交朋友的一年。
And the 10 prophetic insight.
第十个先知性洞室。
Verse 1, the first half. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord.
敬畏耶和华的有福了。
This is the year of the conscience.
所以今年也是良知的年。
This is a year, if your conscience is pure, you are signifying that you fear the Lord in your heart.
今年如果你对得起你的良心的话，那么就表示今年你是敬畏神的人。
If your conscience is telling you something is wrong, please do not violate the promptings of your inward witness.
如果你的良心不安的话，那么请你不要漠视你这种内里的感动。
This is a year of consecration also.
因为今年也是圣化的年。
Because in consecration, you are saying that you fear the Lord in your personal walk.
因为当你的生命被圣化的时候，也就是告诉神说，神啊，在我个人的生命里头，我敬畏你。
This is a time that you must begin to proclaim Job chapter 22 verse 28.
这也是你开始宣告约伯22章28节的时候。
Decree light over your ways.
你呢，要 对你所行的一切道都宣告光。
So that God can bless you with Job 29 verse 3.
好让神能够用约伯记29章第三节来祝福你。
So that God will light up your candle. He will enlighten your darkness.
好让神能够点燃你的蜡烛，光照你的黑暗。
You know, at the end of last year,
在去年年中
I was taking my dinner in the hotel room.
我在这个旅馆的房间里面吃晚餐。
And I switched on the television.
我就打开电视。
As I was eating.
一边吃一边看。
And it was a HBO program.
是一个 HBO 的节目。
It was halfway through the show.
那个节目呢已经到一半了。
It was about a British scenario.
啊，这是一个关于英国的一个影片。
So I almost want to switch it off.
那我呢就要赶快关掉了。
Because I like something more exciting.
因为我喜欢比较刺激的一点的节目。
But I felt prompted to continue to allow it to play.
可是当初呢，那里有一个感动，说要继续看下去。
And then later I found out the show is called The King's Speech, which is 王者之声。
啊，那后来呢？我发现原来当时播的那个节目啊，叫《王者之声》。
It talk about this man who became the king of England.
提到
actual real story.
这是一个真实的故事哈，就是有一个人他成为英国的王。
Where he become King George the Sixth.
他呢是呢那个乔治六世。
And he was the one that announced war with Hitler.
那他是跟希特勒宣战的那个国王。
He had a problem.
他有一个问题。
All his life he was living in fear.
因为他一生是活在恐惧
中。He doesn't want to be a king.
他不想要成为王。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he had this fear.
因为他里面有一种恐惧。
He stutter. He cannot speak.
他有口疾。
So he cannot speak.
所以呢，他是没有办法好好讲话的人。
One day he found a tutor.
有一天呢，他就找到一个家教。
That can help him to correct his speech default.
可以呢，纠正他的这种说话。
And finally, he overcome all the fears and he managed to speak.
后来呢，他就胜过他里面所有的这个恐惧，能够讲话了。
He overcome his own personal weakness.
他胜过了自己个人生命中的软弱。
The show ended at 19:50, 7:50 at night.
这
Yeah.
Okay. 这个节目呢是晚上七点五十分结束的。
And the Lord began to speak to my heart.
当时候主就开始对我的心说话。他说儿啊。
Don't you see what I'm trying to indicate to you?
难道你不明白我现在要告诉你的事吗
?2012 is the year I'm going to pour out my grace that you can overcome what you cannot overcome in the past.
2012年我要请到我的恩典给你，让你能够胜过在你过去无法胜过的这些软弱。
According to Hebrew chapter 11 verse 34, out of weakness you were made strong.
希伯来书11章34节，从这个见证当中你就越发刚强。
This year, whatever you cannot overcome in the past, God has given you the grace to overcome this year and you will live in victory.
今年凡过去你无法胜过的神会给你恩典在今年胜过你就能够活在得胜中
We were in Switzerland last year
去年我们在瑞士
And when we were up in the one of the highest mountain in Jungfrau
当我们上到呢这个瑞士其中很高的一座山上
Over 11,000 feet high
11,000英尺高
And then my wife was suffering from mountain altitude.
那时呢，我的太太呢就有高山症了。
Because of the thin air.
因为那个空气很稀薄。
But this time.
但这一次。
She managed to overcome.
哎，她胜过了。
In the previous trip in many years ago, she couldn't overcome.
很多年以前我们也去过，但是呢，她无法胜过。
And I realized.God is saying the same thing. 2012, whatever you cannot overcome in the past, this year you will find your victory.
所以我就知道神讲同样一件事，过去你不能胜过的，今年你可以得胜，可以胜过。
And I was giving my thanksgiving at the last day of the old year.
所以呢，在过去一年的最后一天，我向神献上感恩。
And as I was thanking God, and suddenly,
当我在向神感恩的时候，突然
God put a scripture in my mind.
神就让我脑海里面浮现一处经文。
He says 2012 Revelation 20 verse 12.
他说2012年启示录20章12节。
So I wonder what is Revelation 20 verse 12. I took my Bible, I opened up, in verse 12 it says, and I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books.
好，所以我就赶快翻到启示录20章12节。我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照着他们所行的受审判。
And so the Lord says that the books are going to be opened in 2012.
所以主说2012年这些案卷都要展开了。
Whatever you do this year, it will be written in the books, and your works will be judged.
所以今年凡你所做的都会被记录下来，而你所行的都将受到审判的。
Suddenly a fear come upon my heart.
所以突然间我心生敬畏。
That this is a sober year.
今年也是你要清醒的一年。
This is a year God's eyes is looking upon everybody in the earth.
因为今年神的眼目察看世上的每一个人。
When I realized that, I looked at the alarm clock and it was just about one minute before 12 midnight for the new year.
那当时候呢，我就看了一下时钟啊，当大概还有半分钟就到午夜十二点了，就是新的一年了。
And then I realized what it means in verse 1. Blessed is the man that fear the Lord. How are we going to fear the Lord? We fear the Lord knowing this year the books are open.
所以我明白刚才那个经文说，敬畏耶和华的人有福的。那么我们要怎么敬畏神呢？就是你要知道，今年这些案卷都是敞开的、展开的，而且要记录下来的。
This is the year that your deeds will be written.
所以今年凡你所行的都会被记录下来。
If you do wickedly, you'll be judged.
如果你所行的是邪恶的，也会受到审判。
Righteously, you will be rewarded.
如果你所行的是义行，也会得到奖赏的。
This is a year the books and the new page are open.
所以今年是案卷展开、新页开启的一年。
This is a year of a powerful new beginning.
所以今年是大有能力、崭新的开始的一年。
Forget whatever happened last year.
所以忘记过去所发生的。
You may not be doing very well last year.
去年你或许做得不好。
But this year the books are open and there's a new page.
但今年这书已经展开了，开启了一个新页。
It's time to live powerfully for the Lord so that whatever you live by will be recorded in those books.
所以今年是你要为神大有能力来活的一年，那么不管你的生活是怎样的，都会被记录在案卷里。
This year, whoever is faithful unto the Lord will receive honor.
今年凡忠心于主的必受尊荣。
This is a year we must seriously consider.Why are we here on this earth?
今年是你要认真去思想，你活在这世上的目的是什么的一年。
Because it's the time and the awakening of the prophet apostolic era number 12.
因为这是开启这个使徒信的时代的一年，这是十二这个数字。
So this year.
所以今年。
We must arise and shine.
我们要兴起发光。
We don't sit and lay back. We arise and shine for the Lord.
我们不要枯坐在那里。今年我们要为主兴起发光。
This year the light has come.
因为今年光已经来到了。
And the glory of the Lord has risen over your life.
主的荣耀已经临到你身上了。
This is a year we must rise in this light. rise in His glory.
所以今年是我们要在他的光、他的荣耀里面兴起的一年。
This year we must pursue the Lord.
所以今年我们必须要来追求主。
That we become a friend of God.
要成为神的朋友。
This year we must pursue His will.
今年我们要来追求他的旨意。
We must fulfill our calling.
我们要成就我们的呼召。
As we do His will.
就是当我们行他旨意的时候，让我们的呼召成就。
We will live fruitfully for this whole year.
行他的旨意。在今年我们就能够多结果子。
It's time for your dedication of your time and your life unto the Lord.
所以今年也是你把你的生命、你的时间献给神的年。
It's time that you be active in serving the Lord.
今年也是你要积极的来侍奉神的年。
It's the time that you must restore your spiritual life.
今年也是你必须要修复重建你的灵性生活的年。
Rebuild your family altar, rebuild your spiritual altar.
重建你的家庭祭坛，重建你的属灵祭坛。
This year you must run after God.
今年你必须要奔跑追求神。
This year you must have more time for God.
今年你必须要给神更多的时间。
Because God is looking for friendship.
因为今年神在找朋友。
You are His friend.
你就是他的朋友。
So go after God.
因此你要追求神。
So that God is about to release His glory.
因为神就要把他的荣耀降下来了。
This is a year of personal visitation by the Almighty God.
这是你那大有能力的神造访你的一年。
This year you will be powerfully touched by the Lord.
今年你会被神大有能力的触摸。
This is a year of divine encounter with God.
今年也是你遇见神的一年。
So set time apart to seek His face.
因此你要分别时间出来寻求他的面。
And let God touch your life and arise to your calling.
让神触摸你的生命，让你兴起进入你的呼召命令。
And be faithful to whatever God has called you to do.
那么你也要忠于神呼召你所做的事。
And do your very best in whatever God assigned you.
凡神交代你的任务，你要尽力而为。
Raise up your children.
养育，
Pray for your children.
为你的儿女祷告。
For this is a season God will touch the children.
因为这也是神要摸着你的儿女的季节。
So Lord, we thank you today.
主啊，今天我们感谢你。
For revealing to us the prophetic word.
向我们显明你先知性的话语。
We will arise in 2012.
是的，2012年我们要兴起。
We will not be passive.
我们不再成为被动的。
We will be actively seeking the will of God.
我们要主动来寻求你的旨意。
For this year's motto is arise and shine.
因为今年的座右铭就是兴起发光。
So we will arise and shine.
因此我们必要兴起发光。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
We receive your command.
我们领受你对我们的吩咐。
We will obey.
我们会顺服。
And our life will be thoroughly blessed.
我们的生命也会大大的蒙福。
We thank you, Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.